The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 21, Text Number 33, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 26, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto Number 3, Chapter number 21, text number 33. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate Te Vasudevaya. Maitreya uvacha. Evam tam manubhashyata. Bhagavan pragyadakshaja. Jagamu bindu sarasa. Sarasvatya Parishvritat Maitreya Uvacha Evam Tam Manubhashyata Bhagavan Prajayakshyaja Jagamu Bindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parishvritat. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maitreya went on. Thus, having spoken to Kardava Muni, the Lord reveals himself only when the senses are in Krishna consciousness. Departed from that lake called Bindu Sarovara, which was encircled by the river Sarasvati. Purport. One word in this verse is very significant. The Lord is stated here to be pratyakshaja. He is imperceptible to material senses. But still he can be seen. This appears to be contradictory. We have material senses, but how can we see the Supreme Lord? He is called Adhoksaja, which means that he cannot be seen by material senses. Aksaja means knowledge perceived by material senses. Because the Lord is not an object that can be understood by speculation with our material senses, he is also called Ajita. He will conquer, but no one can conquer him. What does it mean, then? That he can still be seen. It is explained that no one can hear the transcendental name of Krishna, no one can understand his transcendental form, and no one can assimilate his transcendental pastimes. It is not possible. Then how is it possible that he can be seen and understood? When one is trained in devotional service and renders service unto him, gradually one's senses are purified of material contamination. When one's senses are thus purified, then one can see, one can understand, one can hear, and so on. The purification of the material senses and perception of the transcendental form, name, and quality of Krishna are combined together in one word, pratyakshaja, which is used here.
Shri Guru, Shri Jata, Padakamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sajaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, Krishna is imperceptible by material senses. If Krishna cannot be understood with the material mind, if his pastimes cannot be understood with the material mind, if his transcendental name cannot be heard with material ears, how can we become Krishna conscious? How can we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is the challenge I made to one devotee years ago, and before I was a devotee, I was a mental speculator. And I met one devotee who later became my godbrother, Chitsukananda Prabhu. On the campus, this was 1969 at the University of California in Berkeley, California. He was out on Sankirtan and he met me on the campus. So I challenged him, "You Hare Krishna people, you have imperfect senses. That's your philosophy." But yet, with your imperfect senses, you claim perfect knowledge. That Krishna is God, you see. So if your senses are imperfect, how can you really know that that's true? His reply, he couldn't say anything. I defeated him. But this is actually, if he had known this purport, he could have easily defeated me, you see. Because here we understand that even though our senses are imperfect, you see, and that we cannot really understand God with these imperfect senses. Prabhupada is very clearly stated here that when one is trained in devotional service and renders service unto Krishna, by this process one's senses become purified.
Този процес води до пречистване на сетивата.
And that's with purified senses, then you can understand God. You see.
И тогава вече с пречистени сетива човек може да разбере Бога.
So we know that having imperfect senses is one of the four defects of a conditioned soul.
Ние знаем, че един от дефектите на обусловената душа е да има несъвършени сетива.
And that means as long as one remains conditioned and does not engage in devotional service, then one will not be able to ever have perfect knowledge because your senses are imperfect.
което означава, че докато човек остава обусловен, той никога няма да има съвършено знание, защото сетивата са
несъвършени.
Но ако човек се ангажира в предано служение,
beginning with hearing, chanting and remembering the Lord,
което започва с възпяване, слушане и помнене на Бога,
then by this process of hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., one senses will become purified, and one will be able to see the Lord in the form of His name, in the form of the deity. He'll be able to understand the transcendental significance of Krishna's pastimes. He will be able to understand how it is that Krishna, how can we understand truly that Krishna is the Supreme Person? He can understand all of this. So, that, just see how important this is, the art of activities, devotional service. Just by intellectualism, you cannot realize the Supreme Truth.
Използване на интелекта, човек не може да разбере върховната личност.
There must be practice.
Необходима е и практика.
Също. And when does that practice begin?
Къде и с какво започва?
We rise by 4 a.m.
Практика, тя започва с
We attend the Mangalarti. Etc. So in this way, by the regulated activities of devotional service,
по този начин, като извършва регулираните дейности на правилното служене,
our mundane senses become purified.
Нашите светски материални сетива се пречистват.
Which means our imperfect senses gradually transform into perfect senses.
Което означава, че нашите несъвършени сетива постепенно се трансформират в съвършени сетива.
And when your senses are perfect, then you can through your own senses you can get perfect knowledge.
Когато вашите сетива станат съвършени, тогава посредством вашите сетива ви може да получите съвършено знание.
Actually, we already have perfect senses.
Всъщност ние вече имаме съвършени сетива.
They are simply covered by imperfections.
Но те са просто покрити от различни несъвършенства.
Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion and envy.
Похот, гняв, фалшивост, илюзия.
They're polluting our senses. But through this wonderful transcendental process known as Krishna consciousness, then one will regain one's original purified state of consciousness. Which is both wonderfully simple and simply wonderful. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Ikshvaku Prabhu.
Is it true that when we achieve Krishna Prema, Krishna is no longer asking us something? He's no longer asking us to do something.
Not to do what we want, what blessing we want.
At this stage, he's not asking us what do we want, what blessing do we want.
What?
Blessings.
He no longer asks us what blessings we want?
Yes, when we achieve Krishna. When we achieve Krishna Prema, he's no longer asking us what do we want?
Actually, Krishna is not under any such rules. I mean, he can, in the loving reciprocation with his pure devotees, you can see so many different pastimes are there. Krishna may ask his devotees for this, the devotees may ask Krishna for that. There's no restriction like that. Krishna asks Mother Jasoda for, you know, something. Mother Jasoda orders Krishna to do something. There's no such restriction.
дошъл да иска от Кришна нещо, Кришна след това иска от нея нещо.
There's free, open relationship, personal relationship going on. Loving reciprocation.
Личностните взаимоотношения са открити и има обмяна в тях.
He certainly was asking something from Mother Jasoda. He didn't want to be left alone when the milk was boiling over it.
His question is different.
Huh?
His question is different.
All right, what's the question?
That Krishna, it's like when Krishna becomes pleased, he's not asking.
Krishna becomes what?
Pleased, or we pleased. Attain the
pleased.
Pleased. Pleased. Pleased, okay.
So at that time, Krishna is not asking if we want any blessings from him. But he is always doing that.
Една случка, нали, Кришна се появил пред Пралад Махарадж и казал...
He asked, when he becomes pleased and he appears, he asks, what benediction I can offer you. He is always inquiring the devotees.
But the point of liberation, he's always asking them.
Exactly.
Докато не получат освободение, той всъщност ги пита какво иска.
Той питал Пралад Махарадж, какво искаш, и той му казал Кришна према. И той Кришна му казал, ти имаш вече Кришна према. Ама Пралад Махарадж му казал, нали, ако аз имах Кришна према, ти нямаше да ме питаш какво искам.
He relates the story that when Krishna appeared to Pralad Maharaj and Krishna asked him, what do you want? And Pralad Maharaj said, I want Krishna Prema. Не, какво? Така ли?
Krishna Prema.
И той му казал,
Krishna му казал, ти вече имаш Krishna Prema.
And he asked, give me Krishna Prema. And Krishna said, you already have Krishna Prema. And Pralad said, if I had Krishna Prema, then you would not ask me, what do you want?
Of course Pralad has Krishna Prema. But it's one of the symptoms of one who has Krishna Prema is he doesn't think that he has Krishna Prema. Someone thinks, oh yes, Haribol Prabhu, I have Krishna Prem. I remember there was one god brother of mine. He's no longer with us. And he made an announcement. I remember he told me stating right openly, he said, they just call me the Paramahamsa Brahmachari.
Помни си, той ни каза така открито, заяви, че вече ме наричат Парамахамса Брамачари.
And he made a very flashy CD also, which is a little bit popular in our movement. It was a cassette tape.
Той направи така, записа един запис касета.
He was a really a flashy Брамачари. But he's long gone, you see.
Беше такъв малко...
He was advertising himself as a Paramahamsa, you see. Which means a perfected spiritual being. And after carrying on like that for a little bit, he left. He never heard of him ever again after that. So it's natural that that Prahlad would speak like that, as you're describing, with Hiranyakash, with you know, in the Sringadev. Because the pure devotee feels that I have no love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya showed that example. He said, if I had any love for Krishna, I would die immediately in Krishna's absence. The fact that I'm living proves that I have no love for Krishna. So the pure devotee will always beg benediction from the Lord. And the Lord says, well, I have no, because you already have Krishna praying, therefore I have no benediction I can give you. The devotee in his transcendental humility will continue to try to convince the Lord to bestow Krishna prema upon him. He will even have a transcendental debate with the Lord, you see. Lord says, but you have Krishna prema, so there's nothing I can give you. He will argue that I have no Krishna prema, therefore you must bestow benediction upon me. In this way, the transcendental rasa is going on between the Lord and his pure devotees. I hope that helps a little bit. Yeah. Any other questions? Tulsi Prabhu.
За известни стихи казват Сева Мухи Хиджива Дал. И аз винаги съм се чудил, защо се казва, че прямото служение започва с езика, а не с слушането, с слушите.
He has two things to ask.
Just give me one at a time.
Okay, yes. First is this famous verse which says Сева Мухи Хиджива Дал. He always wondered why devotional service begins with the tongue and not with the ear, for example.
Yes. Well, some people just refuse to hear about Krishna. They're so proud, you know. But you give them prasadam, they mellow out and they're willing to hear after they have prasadam. So there you see. Even those who cannot hear about Krishna, if you give them prasadam, and become satisfied, now they can hear about Krishna. Next question.
Много е трудно вечер до късно да съм активен и в сутринта деня да започна толкова рано. Може ли да приеме, че садана означава, че има изключения? Примерно, ти можеш да имаш твоите садана, която примерно започва малко по-късно.
You mentioned that the process of purification begins with rising up early in the morning 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But when he spoke with some devotees who are not living in the temple and they have their duties in home, so sometimes they share that it's difficult for them to stay late night, you know, and then wake up early in the morning. Mm-hmm. So they adjust their sadhana. Is this possible that one can have a particular type of sadhana for a particular type of person? Yeah, he has a certain schedule, but it starts a little bit later.
Yeah, it can be different schedules. Just like when I was a brahmachari for 14 years, strictly following the morning program, you know, Mangal Arati every day for 14 years. And then Krishna arranged for me to get married. And when I got a job, they said, okay, you come to work at 11 o'clock and you get off at 8 in the morning. You work from 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. Night, all night I had to work during the night. I think, oh my God, how am I going to go to Mangal Arati now? I have to be at work during Mangal Arati. Oh no. So what am I supposed to do, you know? So when I reported in, they said, well, you know, nobody likes to work the night shift. So we don't mind if you take an extra long lunch break. So when would I take my lunch break? At 4 a.m. And I would drive over to the apartment where Vishnu Priyamanaji and I were living, I would pick up a Vishnu Priyamanaji, drive her to the temple, attend Mangal Arati, and then be back at work by 5 o'clock, by 5:15. You see.
Отивах до дома ни, взимах Вишну Приямати, отивахме в храма, имахме Мангал Арати, аз в 5:15.
So even though my schedule was very strange, and because I had the determination, now I must observe Мангал Арати.
И въпреки че моя режим беше така много странен, аз бях решителен да присъствам на Мангал Арати.
Krishna fulfilled my desire. You see. But what if I thought, well, now I'm married, it was really, it was okay getting up for Mangal Arati as a brahmachari, but now, you know, I'd rather sleep in, you know, it's, I'm a house order now, I have an excuse, and, you know, oh, Haribo, Prabhu, you know. Then I probably wouldn't have gotten that facility. You see, if I hadn't had the strong desire to attend Mangal Arati, then Krishna would have forced put me in a situation where I would not have been able to go because I didn't really want to go.
Ако аз нямах това силно желание да посещавам Мангал Арати, Кришна вероятно щеше да ме постави в такава ситуация, в която наистина нямаше да мога да отида, защото просто не го желая.
So I remember somebody. I told them, but you know, I was instructing somebody to chant 16 rounds every day. This is our process. And they said, I don't really have time to chant. It takes 2 hours. I don't have 2 hours free in my day. I just can't do this. So I said, send me your schedule. Turns out they had 2 hours of family time every evening watching television with their family. 2 hours of television time, you see. So, you know, if somebody says, well, I'm a house order, I have to have my TV time, and I have to have this and that, well, you may not have time for Mangal Arati then. So anybody who says it's just not possible for me to get up early and observe Mangal Arati, I just say, give me your schedule and let me have a look at him. I mean, there could be situations where it's not practical, I admit that. Maybe they have to adjust and have it at 5 o'clock, you see. But it's really easy to rationalize one's way into, you know, getting up at the last minute, getting up after sunrise in the last minute, throwing some breakfast prasadam down your throat and going to work with no round none at all.
Разбира се, много лесно човек просто да става в последния момент поли изгрев слънце, да си хвърля някаква закуска и да тръгва веднага на работа, без да дори да мантрува един кръг.
And then coming home and then sitting down to watch the evening news on television and then say, well, let me chant a few rounds now after dinner. And there's that late night movie on, I really didn't want to miss that, and you know. Well, Gurudev will understand it. I'm a householder, you know. I can't really chant my rounds all the time. You see, you get the point? One can rationalize, well, now I'm a householder. And Prabhupada said the householders are always in Maya, so what can I do? I'm a householder. But just see the sadhana of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. How many kids did he have? He had about 12 kids, can you imagine? He had a very intense job working for the British government, you know? He had such perfect sadhana, he was writing all those books and the songs. While holding down a job and raising 12 kids, one of whom was Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So there may be sometimes adjustments that have to be made, you know, have Mangal Arati like an hour late, but everyone should sing their Gavastakam prayers every morning, that's a thing.
Човек да си настрои режимът, но винаги трябва да се
And everyone should rise before sunrise. I mean, if they get home at 2 o'clock in the morning from their job, something like that, then why not just finish your rounds and go observe Mangalarti and then take rest, you see?
Човек, примерно, работи нощна смяна и се върне 2 часа през нощта, защо да не си свърши кръговете, да отиде на Мангаларати и след това да си почине.
What would be a schedule that would absolutely, maybe if they're working two jobs, you know.
Може би, ако човек работи на две работи.
I mean, there could be situations, but it would be absolutely impossible, but...
Може да има някакви такива си.
What would be a situation where someone that you could think of where somebody would not be able to rise early before sunrise and sing their Gavastika prayers? Can you give me an example?
Чувал съм някой правилно да не така става, че работният ден продължава примерно до 8-9 часа по някого. И докато се върна, трябва да сготвят на някакъв персан да го предложат. След това трябва да се вършат домашните и много често става 12-1 часа. И те казват, аз като си легна, нали, от 12-1 часа и да искам, не мога да стана рано.
He has heard this explanation that, for example, householder, he comes back 8-9 o'clock in the evening,
okay,
from work, mm-hmm, and then he has to cook prasada, prepare.
He has no wife?
I suppose he has, if he's household.
Why doesn't she cook the prasada? That wouldn't make sense. They come, if you have a wife and you have to come back and cook the bishadam and you get home. Krishna consciousness means teamwork. The wife and husband help each other in their Krishna consciousness. So the wife should have the bishadam waiting. As soon as the husband comes, immediately they can take bishadam. And then the husband and wife, they can wash the dishes and then take rest. By 10 o'clock or 10:30 and then get up by 4:30 like that. If one has that desire to follow Prabhupada's instruction to rise early during Brahma Muhurta and sing their Gavastikam prayers.
Човек има това желание да следва инструкциите на Прабхупад и да става рано сутрин.
Кришна fulfill that desire.
Да възпява Мангаларти, тогава Кришна ще.
If one doesn't realize the importance of it,
но ако човек не разбира какво е значението, важността на това.
Don't realize how important it is to take advantage of that time of the day when the mode of goodness is predominant. They all have a hard time chanting the holy name of the Lord meditatively. Because once the sun comes up, it becomes Rajagun. Instead of the meditative mode, it becomes the doing mode, you see.
Защото когато слънцето изгрее, тогава преобладава Раджагуна, която е гуната на действието.
And who wants to meditate when there's so many things to do? So it's difficult to chant the holy name properly after the sunrise. Of course, if you got most of your rounds done before sunrise, that wouldn't be so hard, because you have that momentum going for you. But to chant 16 rounds every day after sunrise is very difficult to do it with taste.
Много трудно човек, ако възпява всеки ден 16 кръга след изгрев слънце, да получи някакъв вкус.
So we're just trying to encourage everyone to be kind to yourself.
Затова ние така се опитваме да окуражим всеки от вас да бъде.
We're not trying to be hard on you and make your life miserable. Please don't misunderstand.
Да сте добри към себе си, а не да си правите живота труден.
We're trying to show you how to be kind to yourself. How you can get the most nectar out of every day that is possible. Why punish yourself? When you can be kind to yourself. That's what we're trying to train you to understand. Narada Muni Prabhu.
Today's verse states that we cannot see Krishna with the material senses, but it is also stated that we should see Krishna in the spiritual master. What is the proper vision of Krishna in the spiritual master?
The spiritual master is seen as the pure representative of Krishna.
Духовният учител трябва да бъде виждан като чист представител на Кришна.
He is the perfect messenger.
Той е съвършеният пратеник.
Because whatever Krishna says, he simply repeats the same thing.
Защото каквото Кришна каже, той просто повтаря същите неща.
In a manner suitable for that particular person in that particular time and place.
По начин, който подходящ за конкретната личност и конкретните обстоятелства и време и място.
Because the spiritual master does not adulterate in any way the teachings of Krishna.
И тъй като духовният учител не променя по какъвто и да било начин ученията на Кришна.
Therefore he is said to be as good as Krishna.
Затова се казва, че той е толкова добър, колкото и самия Кришна.
Coming in contact with the bona fide spiritual master has the same potency as coming directly in contact with Krishna.
Да влезеш в контакт с авторитетен духовен учител е същото като да влезеш в контакт с Кришна.
In fact, Prabhupada states in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Също Шрила Прабхупада казва в Чайтанья Чаритамрита.
He says the supreme personality of Godhead. He says Krishna is the supreme personality of served Godhead. Note the word served.
Шрила Прабхупада казва, че Кришна е върховната божествена личност, на която се служи.
And the spiritual master is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. Servitor.
А духовният учител е върховната божествена личност, която служи.
So one should see the spiritual master as God.
Затова човек трябва да гледа на духовният учител като на Бог.
Not that he is personally Krishna.
Не, че той е лично Бога.
But one should see him as the representative of Krishna.
Човек трябва да гледа на него като на представител на Кришна.
See him as good as Krishna.
Което значи, че
and serve him just as one would serve Krishna.
Толкова добър, колкото Кришна, и да служи на него точно както би служил на Кришна.
I was with Prabhupada in a wonderful festival in 1972.
Бях с Шрила Прабхупад на един прекрасен фестивал през
1972. It was in New Vrindavan, West Virginia, USA.
Който се състоя в Ню Вриндаван, Западна Вирджиния.
And the media came.
И тогава дойдоха представители на
медиите. The New York Times was there, Newsweek magazine, the big US media came for this event.
Големите вестници и списания на щатите.
It was Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja.
И това беше Вяса Пуджата на Шрила Прабхупад.
So he explained, he knew that they would find this a little weird to seeing a man being worshipped as God. So he explained to them to help them understand. He said during the British rule of India, there was the representative of the British royalty who stayed in India. He was called the Viceroy. So wherever the Viceroy went, he would be offered the same honor, the same respect, the same gifts, everything as if he was the king himself.
Той получава същата почет, същите дарове, каквито биха дали на самия цар.
But he would not think this honor is for me.
Но той никога не мислил, че тази почет се отдава на него лично.
He would think I'm accepting this on behalf of the king or the queen of England.
Той си мислил, че приема това от името на кралицата на Англия.
And whatever gifts he received, he would send them to the royal treasury. He wouldn't keep them for himself.
И всички дарове, които получил, той ги изпраща в царската хазна, да ги задържа.
So, spiritual master is like that.
Така е и духовният учител.
Whatever gifts you may give him, he uses it in Krishna's service. He doesn't use it for his sense gratification. Whatever honor and respect you give him, he does not think, oh, I'm a great devotee, I deserve this. Now he thinks, I'm just an insignificant servant of my Guru Maharaj. So whatever I receive, whatever honor and respect I receive, it all goes to him. So in this way, the spiritual master is called transparent via media. He doesn't take credit for anything. He just gives all credit to his spiritual master. So in this way, he is as good as he's meeting him is as good as meeting Krishna. And just as Krishna could bestow complete, total realization upon Arjuna. The spiritual master can bestow complete, total realization upon his disciple. So our time is up. We will now worship Srila Prabhupada and take the darshan of the deities. And now we have a wonderful day to prepare ourselves for this evening program. The devotees can be cooking nicely a feast. Devotees can be fasting today for Nisringa Chaturdasi. Increase your devotional activities, increase your chanting, increase your reading, increase your bhakti. These appearance days have great shakti to empower us and to advance quickly on the path of devotional service. Kramdaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.